Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled, A Refuge in Times of Trouble.
You're leaving on a business trip to a certain part of the world when you learn there is now a travel warning posted for that country. You go ahead anyway to the airport for your flight, only to learn that a bomb scare has emptied the terminal. If you travel very much, you get used to your clothing setting off the metal detector and dogs sniffing your luggage. Like it or not, a world of increased terrorism has become a reality in our lives. So how should we handle this? As never before, we need to hold on to the assurance that God cares for those who trust in Him. It's not enough to know the promises in the Bible. You need to know it's in your heart, internalized and made your own. Let's take a look at a tiny book in the Old Testament called Nahum. It was written by a prophet about the city of Nineveh in the Middle East, whose people were cruel and wicked. So, through Nahum, God warned they would be destroyed. It's not a pretty book to read. The description of carnage is as graphic as any war movie. But smack dab in the middle of all that bad news is one of the most beautiful promises in the Bible. It's Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Here it is. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. God is a good God. When you have a personal relationship with Him, you have a refuge in trouble, a safe haven, a sanctuary, a place of safety, a shelter. I love the word picture in Psalm 91 of a mother hen protecting her baby chicks. He, God, will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. We live in a scary world these days, but remember that you have a God who cares for those who trust in Him.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.